Well, good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas to you. This past Christmas season here up to this point, we've been asking this important question, what child is this? And if you're here last Sunday, you know that we answered that question by saying, well, this child is Emmanuel, God with us. And we've been focusing on what some of the Old Testament prophets, as they looked forward to the coming of Christ, how they answered that question. But I don't want to start there tonight. I want to start tonight in New York City. Because on Fifth Avenue, there in New York City, there's a beautiful, large statue of Atlas. You know, the strongest man in the world. Atlas is well-proportioned. He's got huge shoulders, rippling muscles, bulging thighs. But if you look carefully at his face, you'll notice that Atlas is weighed down. He is not a happy camper. And the reason is that he is bearing the weight of the world on his shoulders. And it strikes me that our society is filled with people who are like that. People who feel like they are bearing the weight of the world on their own shoulders. And, you know, for some of us, it's just as basic as pulling off Christmas. I mean, some of you are parents of young children, and so you know how challenging that can be. I remember something that happened to my family several years ago. We went out to cut a fresh Christmas tree, you know, like a real tree. And so we went out and we got the biggest, most beautiful tree that the Mitchell family has ever gotten. We were so proud of it. And when I got home, I discovered that the trunk of the tree was actually too short to fit in my Christmas tree stand. So I kind of started there at the bottom and I started cutting off like branches at the bottom and kind of slicing and dicing around the trunk of the tree to make it all fit. I kept cutting and cutting and nothing seemed to work. It was like I was in a wrestling match with this tree and honestly, I was losing. Meanwhile, my family was sort of standing in the corner making snide remarks about what was happening to our beautiful tree. And here I was, you know, Christmas and all, I was beginning to sweat and curse not only the tree, but my family as well. Honest to goodness, we ended up with a tree that year that was not more than 4.5 feet tall. It was a mere shadow of the tree that we had begun with. But I think Christmas has a way of sort of cutting us all down to size. We have to get the right gifts, prepare the right food, you know, get the perfect tree, have the decorations look amazing. And it can feel like we have the weight of the world on our shoulders at this time of the year. But if we're honest, I think we would know that it's not just Christmas, it's life in general. Some of us here tonight feel like we're shouldering the weight of the world. Maybe you're the primary caregiver of a spouse or an elderly parent who's sick or incapacitated. Maybe you're a single mom or a single father, and you feel the burden of caring for someone else. And sometimes you just feel like you can never do enough, and the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Maybe you're a college student here tonight, and you thought getting into the school was hard. But now that you're there, you really feel the weight of it all. Keeping up with your classes, trying to get into grad school, landing a job that will help you pay off your mounting student loans. Or maybe it's just some huge decision that you have to make. You've prayed, you've read the Bible, you've sought advice, but you're not sure what to do. And there's a lot riding on this decision. And you feel kind of paralyzed. It's like everything is on your shoulders. Or maybe you're here tonight and you're carrying the weight of some debilitating habit or addiction that you cannot seem to shake. You're beaten down and you feel powerless to change. And maybe guilt and shame sort of stick like barnacles on your back. And as a result, you feel distant from God. You don't feel close to God tonight. You feel distant and you feel unworthy of anyone's love. Again, it's like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. If you can identify at all with any of this, I want you to listen again to this prophecy that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah over 700 years before Jesus was born. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The message of that prophecy is that a child will be born, and look what it says. It says the government will be on his shoulders. And for the Jewish nation, this was news of a coming king, a child who would shoulder the weight of the government. Now, in the New Testament, we learn that this was actually a prophecy about Jesus. And in this prophecy, we learn a profound truth, and that is that Jesus came to bear the weight of the whole world on his shoulder. And certainly this points to a kingdom that he came to create. And we believe that one day this Jesus will return as king and the government of the whole world will rest on him. But in the meantime, his government is a secret government. You might say it's an invisible government. He rules within the hearts of those who call him Savior and Lord. And so this means that as a follower of Jesus, the government of your life rests on his shoulders, not your shoulders, his shoulders. And I would say that's good news, wouldn't you? The immediate government of your life can be removed from your shoulders and placed on his. Believe me, the people of Isaiah's day needed to hear that as much as we do. In fact, earlier in this chapter, Isaiah says they were a people that were walking in darkness. He says they were living in a land of deep darkness. Don't you feel like that sometimes? Even in this wonderful country we have, the United States of America, sometimes we feel like we are living in a land of deep darkness, don't we? Isaiah speaks of the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor. In fact, Israel would soon be in bondage to the invading Assyrians. But then, out of the blue, Isaiah says, they have seen a great light. They rejoice as people rejoice at the harvest. And he says, God will shatter the yoke that burdens them. And all of this will happen through this child who would shoulder the government of the world. And then he goes on and he describes what this child will be called. What child is this? Well, he gives us four titles, four names that describe who this child is and how specifically he'll remove the burden from us. So first of all, the child will be called Wonderful Counselor. Isn't it true that whether we admit it or not, we all need a counselor once in a while? Someone to listen to us. Someone who understands us. Someone who gets us. Someone who can offer us wise counsel, advice, and guidance. Well, Jesus does all that. I mean, you read the Gospels. He demonstrated such wisdom, such understanding, such compassion. So many people came to him for counsel, and he always knew what to say. He knew when to reach out to a seeking, hurting heart. He knew when to rebuke a rebellious soul. And the testimony of those who heard him was this: no one ever spoke the way this man does. So let me ask you, do you need wisdom? Do you need a counselor? Are you shouldering the weight of an enormous decision? Do you feel like that if you make the wrong move, you will never recover? Do you need someone who just gets you? Well, he is the Wonderful Counselor. And you can place the weight of all that you are facing on him. He's also called the Mighty God. And that word mighty actually refers to a warrior who fights for us. The Israelites needed a strong warrior to deliver them from the hands of the Assyrians. They needed to know that their God is a mighty God. But you and I are fighting battles as well. And we need to know we have a mighty God. We need to know that there is nothing too difficult for our God. Maybe you've been wronged and you want to strike back. But God says, let me take care of it. I'll handle it for you. He can do that. He's the mighty God. Or maybe you feel oppressed by the weight of your own sin and you feel trapped. You feel unable to change. You can place the weight of your need to change, your desire for freedom from that. You can place that weight on His shoulders. He'll fight for you. He's a deliverer. In fact, He has gone into the ring for you, and He has defeated your worst enemies of sin and death and the devil. And so He is the mighty God who fights for you. Not only that, He is the everlasting Father. That's a puzzling name for Jesus, because we think of Jesus not as the Father, but as the Son, right? But I believe what Isaiah is saying is that as the Son, He has all the attributes of the Father. So He protects and He provides for His children. He is absolutely committed to our well-being. And the greatest thing of all is that while earthly fathers come and go, this Father is everlasting. He'll never leave you. And so really what He does is He provides you with the ultimate in security. Isn't that what people want today? We want security. We want to know that someone is there for us, someone who cares deeply for us. And so I wonder, do you sometimes bear the awful weight of just feeling alone, feeling insecure in this crazy, mixed up world without a loving Father whose arms you can fall into at any time? Let this child take the weight from your shoulders. Let Him be your everlasting Father. Finally, last but not least, He is the Prince of Peace. And for Israel at that time, and for so many people today in places like Syria, the idea of peace is too good to believe. But this peace also has a personal dimension, because peace, shalom, it means wholeness, it means fulfillment, well-being. You go out and walk the streets tonight, and you ask 10 people what they really want for Christmas, and this is what they'll tell you they want. They want peace. They want wholeness. But to find that peace sometimes can be a great burden upon us. Most of us are dead serious about finding peace, but it eludes us. And the only thing, ultimately, that will bring us this wholeness is peace with God. Because that's really where the root of our problem lies. We are at odds with our Maker. To have peace is to have this relationship restored. And only the Prince of Peace can do that for us. Jesus came with the specific purpose of bringing peace between God and us. He carried the burden. He shouldered the weight of that, so we don't have to. He purchased that peace for us when He died on the cross. And so He gives us, as a free gift, forgiveness and cleansing. Scriptures say that He washes us as white as snow. It says that as far as the east is from the west, that's how far He removes your sin from you. And so as we trust in Him, He takes the weight of our sin and guilt off of us. It was placed on His shoulders. And so let me just ask again, is there anyone here who needs to let Him carry the weight of your world on His shoulders? You need wisdom. You need guidance. He's the wonderful Counselor. Do you need somebody to fight for you? Do you need deliverance? He's the mighty God. You need security. Rock solid security. He's the everlasting Father. You need peace, wholeness. Well, He's the Prince of Peace. A guy named George McCausland needed to let go of the load that he was carrying around. He was the director of a very, very large YMCA. And that YMCA fell on some hard times. It was losing membership. It had financial difficulties, staff issues. George was working 85 hours a week and getting very little sleep, driving himself crazy. He went to a counselor, and the counselor told him, "Listen, George, you are on the verge of a nervous breakdown. You have to learn to let go of this load. You have to learn to trust God, even, George." So one day, in the middle of the week, George took an afternoon off. He grabbed a pad of paper, and he took a walk in the woods. And as he began to walk, he began to just feel like the tightness in his shoulders begin to relax, and he began to feel better. And George sat down under a tree, and he actually wrote a letter to God. And here's what he wrote. He said, "Dear God, today I hereby resign as general manager of the universe." Later, George said this with a twinkle in his eye, "And wonder of wonders, God accepted my resignation." Is there anyone here tonight who needs to resign as the general manager of the universe? Or maybe just of your own life? Anyone weary from trying to be everything and do everything? Listen to the invitation this child made when he grew up. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Anyone want to say yes to that invitation? But how do you do that? How do you do that without running away, escaping from all of your responsibilities? It really is an issue of trust. Trusting God means letting go of the things that you cannot change. You cannot change other people. You cannot change the past. You cannot change many of the circumstances that befall you. And so we have to learn to let go of that. Trusting God might mean for you that you let go of your perfectionism, being content to do a job simply rather than perfectly, getting a B rather than an A, maybe being content to be a part of the team rather than having to be the star of the team. Sometimes trusting God means that you will just let somebody help you. You will let somebody do for you what you have always insisted you must do for yourself. That's hard because you want control. And letting somebody help you means that you have to give up that control. For some of us, trusting God will simply mean that we learn to live by grace, to give ourselves the space to be in process, to make mistakes, to fail. It means letting go of the notion that God's love, God's favor is something that you have to earn by your religious performance. And so I ask you tonight, are you ready to let Jesus bear the weight of your world? It's very interesting. Down the street from that statue of Atlas in New York City is a church. It's called St. Patrick's Cathedral. And if you go inside and you walk up to the altar, you'll find a statue of Joseph. And Joseph is holding the baby Jesus. It's very interesting as you look at that depiction of Jesus because his arms are outstretched. And he's got a smile on his face that is as radiant as the sun. And as you look at that child with his arms outstretched, it's almost like he's got the whole world in his hands. And it's not a burden. He's smiling. It's light. You see, that child was born for that. He was born to carry the weight of the world, the weight of your world, in his hands. And I would just ask you today, which statue better represents your life? Atlas or Jesus? Is the government of your life, does it rest on your shoulders or on his? Letting him bear the weight of your world would be a very appropriate thing for you to do this Christmas. Then the words of Isaiah will come true in your life. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Let's pray. We thank you, dear Father, for sending your Son into this world to be the one who would bear the weight, our weight, the weight that we so often feel upon our own shoulders. Thank you for that gift, Lord. Forgive us that so often we take control of our own lives and we think it all is up to us. And today, Lord, we surrender it all to you. We let go. We let go of the burdens that we have been carrying, perhaps even with the best of intentions. We recognize, Lord, that we are weak, but you are strong. And we ask and invite you to come and take those burdens off our backs. And let us, as you invited us, Jesus, to take your yoke upon us, which is easy and light. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this wonderful day to celebrate your birth, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.